Yeah. 内天，
阿弥陀佛，僧耶和弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿有没有那里那爸爸那的上坡那大家都那一切我去谢谢你上这上这拉面或者在马达电话接我去没有当我发现那爸爸那的上坡这就幸福我接我去谢谢我这我们活在天佛的天佛界我是耶我也把那些的把那个的时候是耶我有些个的耶我的耶我是耶我是我们活在天佛天佛界我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶我是耶这老爷不知电话打电话接我
今夜我
天涯过夜领导你爸爸你的这就当到时间我要有路书真相这老爷不知电话电话接我今夜我老爷找过电话了爸爸你的这就要当时间我要你要求真相是拉面或者电话打电话接我一起这就留我领导的把他走走所有的这就要上心给我一无如此真相是拉面或者电话打电话接我一起所以送出早送那爸爸你的老这就是我不见我一无一切真相是冷眼不知天
宝要藏
天宝借我心事落一切借我没有了把我那的落叶他说懂得一切我怕还是真相是冷眼不知天宝要藏天宝借我
心事落一切借我
老爸爸你的微信的在这总统去见我要是要是在这次浪漫会在天
宝
天宝借我去见我要是你的见我要老爸爸你的微信在这总统去见我要是时间在这次浪漫会在天宝的天宝借我去见我要我到了你这边的这里我可能我的
眼
我要不把这种子
拉面过去天宝要拿
天宝就我心
我
这种天宝前面上的能够是让我别过去所以要谢谢老爷小子天宝说句说句那把我要谢我谢谢
想起来的宝爷
同志老先的公鸡长鸡的六的八爷能活的小子天边小子老爷过去天佛的天佛接我
心
每天早和学习写的老子说写不明也老爷我六的大大姐老爷大爷大爷小姐从不写的都老都都给家我当心一切心哥对你的热的话也叫我和热热的小姐老弟姐的热的你上街谁姐我那是我老弟的姐姐也那么留我当街叫我当街
好
吧铁道老板 mese jazo no yanje yala jazo jago je jawa kunje yande la je je jawa shiva ta je ta je do zawa jawa da wa la je je da da shiva do jo ma je jo da do be da wa ye jawa te la la ne
jawa
ye da da wa la la je jo da se wa jawa ye la ya Shiva kana lave jase vate la jawa tangye
laya
Sambha shila deve tata ke jawa kula shante shiva ke Tisha shita tepo anje Yuta kata tishe yiche ya tikva tave shiva Shita tangye tave sozo ya shushu jawa kata
Ranjan
no 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 me lo no no ve je so lo ka la ya la ku je je so da ko na jo jo je ne ka ma jo re ba san je ma ja ne ho mo da 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 ne ba je la ko la la na ve
ko
ba se nya me da da ga je da da la no ko la ve je 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 ke ba je me de je
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Geshe-la. Good morning. On behalf of our center director, Geshe Losang Sutrum, who can't make it here today, he extends his great wishes to Geshe-la to live forever, to give us the Dharma. And on behalf of the previous directors and board members of Thubten Dargye Ling, as well as the current board members of Thubten Dargye Ling, myself and all the students that are here and all the students that are on the internet, Geshe-la, thank you so much for accepting Thubten Dargye Ling's invitation to come to our center to teach on behalf of Geshe Losang Sutrum Gyaltsen, our precious root gurus, Lhatu Rinpoche, and others. Please live forever to help us learn the Dharma, and may we benefit from these precious teachings on the Lam Rim by Lama Tsongkhapa. And thank you again from the depths of our heart for coming to teach at Thubten Dargye Ling.
Yeah. 他提的我说你去先给他年给别用的可不行的不看看先听这个局面的现在是什么些你去请一个比如说需要个口感凶不认识现在知道你那去先给他去先把不成年给成年年不成年之后现在就是这样的这个你送着效果了现在电脑的他去先把不成年的不行他我这边的去提把是不去先给他个呀 生意的场合嘛的，那确认个是呢，那年金个生意可得场合没得的，上周末都是是吧？嗯。你那现在去可能那，特别项目去了哇，他甚至他们被商界上的公关过来，别个查完这个地方，总归要当，确认一下那些那些账个那别咋项目认识，现在第一张我是刚给别。 ene teri dire khoga shung atri ya gangge pi gadr shubu do khoga sambu shung su samji ge pito a ke ma cha ya res
so now we are gathering here as you are the Dharma listener, and I as the preacher who will give you the Dharma teachings, we don't understand each other's who you are and from your side who am I. So and in this way, there are also the characters and the qualifications of the masters. I don't have such the guru qualifications. And also, in this way, from your side, perhaps you have those qualifications of the disciples of the students. So, in the other step, what we call the regurgitation of the Dharma. Dharma also has different characters. However, whether who am I, the ordinary person, or who am I? But what I taught the Dharma is the great Dharma, the teachings of the Mahayana. Therefore, in this great opportunity, I am very happy to give you the Dharma teachings, and also hope that you all also very happy to have such a great opportunity to listening the Mahayana teachings.
Yes, the Koko Sangwe begins to get a sinner. Nitang on the Milutum talk, I said. Tina, any tension, Milusia, they should have a talk, should have given some to go. Said the tension, Milutova in a year, and she in his shit having ever your mother. Said that she on the Tibashim with Shu in the indeed.
So, in this great opportunity, the reason that we are very happy here getting together, we say that there are a lot of people who are the form of human being, and there are also some very few those human beings, those has the such the characters of the at leisures and ten endowment. These form of human beings are very rare and are few. So in this way, you are very opportunity and then lucky that you have possessed such endowments and leisures to listen the Dharma and in particular listening the Mahayana teaching. That's great opportunity and very great luck.
Said that she was Tipashimo in the Akasa Tipashimo goes and Lama number Sunga Tana, you said the Tigo or the Shetter, she was Tipashimo Jew of Pentagomas, in the Yanga, the Shinga Ganga, in a Mata Pigita, Shangus, the German Sunji, Pigunu journey, in the Yanga, the vacation with Shagoris, Karazena, Nandita, Zosan, you draw Mosasia, Shing, tell the Bangajimado, in the Kun Shangus, same Gisina, in Zosan, you don't draw a shit. In the Korchia, Koran Chichun Chavakai Maris, Kulung Shan, here, but Shaujin Semena, in the Chir to Jimbada, Yashim, which is here in Uncle Zosan Gildo to Almari. Shaujin Sim, the Simba, and then put on the Pina Zosan Gildo, a Shah or a Shah, Dijani, in the Kadu, in the Kulung Jay education, Maris, Tia Chu Yembe, Yishi, because you were Maris, so in the Shah to Korashi Yananda, Kandra Shiri Yananda, Samotong Yananda. Kadina and a Tikpashimu said Jidana, and they pick a Shamji seem to get seized him with sugar, the indication which I was.
Whether the teaching is Mahayana teachings or the Hinayana teachings, the person should be a great vehicle person or the Mahayanist person who listening the Dharma. So, how the person or the disciple became the Mahayanist listener, and it really depends on your motivations. The motivations called the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. Therefore, the Mahayana teachings depends on the motivations. The great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa expressed that it depends on the motivations. Therefore, even you have provide a little portion of the food to those sentient beings, Whether it goes to the Mahayana practice or not, it depends on the bodhicitta or the mind of awakening. Therefore, whenever you listen to the Dharma, not only that, whenever you meet the people, whenever you do the prostrations and sacramenting, and also when you're reading your Dharma textbook or the sadhana, it's very important in your daily life with the motivation called the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. That is very important, Rose.
In the Guruja, the young changing his woman, she shang it in she shang it, Gurujin, Sasha Govers, said the one that some of the horrible source of the big conje in it. Gulu conju toto di Chia, the case of Morris, in Marina, big conju toto, she is that's how you send you that your Marty, tell the pimper somebody, visit that picture you're doing, such as said that the digits.
So not only from your side, from my side, also I have to need this the best motivation called the bodhicitta. I don't have such a bodhicitta or the awakening mind. The altruistic intentions. However, even I don't have that type of real authentic motivations, but however, I will cure my motivation or the developed motivations, at least the motivations to benefits for others and the motivation which should be a benefits beneficial for you. I will try to develop that motivations or the thinking.
In the Tajidang of the Tashu here, which is the Lavin Shower, in a Tiring at Sudan Cordoshima in Shui instead, said on the Tashu, meaning what was that? In a Pesu Mombushi Lama Mombusan is Shuji, any some local Kazam Tang Kanje, said the Shu draws out of Shadi or what a desert sugar, your Marva. In that Lama Savat of Kaji, and the Antijidang is in Jabushina.
So, what I am going to give you the Dharma teachings, the Lamrim or the stage of the path to enlightenment. So today I'm not just not going to the particular way of the stage of the path to enlightenment because of the some few new Dharma students. And in the case of the senior Dharma students, you have met a different high lamas and spiritual masters, and you understand how to make up your motivations and how to listen to the Dharma, and you know also what types of Dharma are there. So as according as the new students, I'm going to talking to you the general way of speaking or the general way of Dharma.
So,
at the time, how the duration of the time regarding here. When I taught the Dharma, it's about the 1.5 hours. So between this, before we conclusion the teachings, and Geshe-las would like to ask if you have any doubts and questions, he would like to answer your questions, and that's benefits for you. Some students, you have the individual doubts or the questions in your mind, and it should be open, and then as much as Geshe-las can reply, he will try to reply your questions, and that also benefits, and then that also the style of the Dharma teachings in the Western, and in also when when I taught the Dharma in the great monastic university of the Tibetans in the South India, and I taught the Dharma to my disciples and the students, and also they also have the opportunity and the time to ask the questions that also benefits lots to the disciple. Because of that, Geshe-la would be like to keep the time 15 minutes before the conclusions. You can ask the doubts and questions to Geshe-la. The reason that why I taught you about this, if you have any doubt and questions, you can ask me. I mentioned this before my teachings, because of that, if I talk directly at the end of teachings, then you don't have any doubts and questions in your mind. If I mentioned this before, then you can prepare what you want to going to ask to get your last.
So how
the Dharma comes, in our daily life, we have different types of the problems and sufferings. In order to dispel and then get rid of those sufferings, we have some relatives, friends who can support us, help us. And there is a border, and they cannot support us. And at that time, the Dharma is more than that, which can solve our sufferings and problems. In this way, Dharma comes in this world in order to solve our problems and suffering, which cannot dispel and stop by the relatives and friends and so on. So in this world, there are four types of the sufferings, what we call the suffering of the birth, suffering of the old age, and then sickness, and the final suffering, what we call the death. And even you have friends and relatives, no one can stop these types of the suffering, and then you also cannot stop these types of suffering. It comes automatically within us. And also, when we become ill or sickness, we take the medicate from the doctor. Doctor gave us the prescriptions, and we brought the medicine in order to extend our life. However, we cannot extend our life as a permanent. So, however, we have to accept this. One day we will become we will die. So, in the other way, contradictory. If you don't accept the life after the death, if you accept that life is just a burning lamp, when the burning candle or lamp, when it extinguished, there will be not continue of that lamp which burns. So we are not accept that philosophy. We accept the other philosophy as we are Buddhists. We accept that after death, there will be a next birth or the rebirth in order to bring more happiness and successful in our next rebirth. So we accept this next rebirth and try to cut in those different types of the sufferings. So in this way, Dharma comes in this world. The Buddha Dharma comes in this world.
In the same source of beginning, not to a mental, and you have the cut of mental, beginning to get on mental, and can't you drop mental with Ganga Chiba Yomara? So Ganga Chiba Maja, that Chiba Maja, need to shout out the Judah of Kandesh here, Yukani Yungor Sena, any normal Sanji, you could develop that dog getting us of the Richia Sena, and Kaja on to go like you are more than Jung Race and Kaja is not that you shall meet the Jigisha is on Dango. In the Nanga Tongva did to do in the resulting is Ganga Nujanga Shagor, what is tell us some of Tani in the Dusha Mitzo, in the Tanjik, then she will put the Ganga Yung Center of Terracing in the world. But though Terrace Karsa, they do have Eugene about Terrace Yung, saying, I'm more in the Terrace Killing or this. Tin knocked out the carriers and in the Kashi, Choku Shiji, Manju, and she underwent In Kashi is in the cut of Shane, pick a toy tailor, so there's some summon double. Or Tedek Tony, Digba Sane, any big Tarbatoni, you see. See Lama, the Tarbatoni, any big, any gummed of the day jam, any big Yambo Direction, big Dungetia, Judel Jim and those gummed the same. Tedek, I say, Kayoma, Kanjita, in Manju Fiando, you more seven double. Or Tedek shares on any.
So as we accept the next birth or the rebirth, however, we have to search the happiness for the next rebirth. When the time of the Shakyamuni Buddha, before that, there are the different the traditions like a Hindu and so on. So somebody follow the Ishvar, and then they follow after that philosophy. And some of them said that how this. The topic of the question is that how the suffering we can disapprove, how we can get rid of the suffering, how we can receive the permanent happiness. In order to get rid of the suffering and receive the permanent happiness and attain the enlightenment, some follow the Ishvar and some although the philosopher, they say that it comes from the different types of the atoms, and from that way they have different methods how to recall from the suffering and how to receive the more happiness. However, there are different philosophy in order to stop the suffering. So in ancient time in India, some people they accept that if you sacrifice the animals like the goat, sheep, those kill those and sacrifice those to your whoever you accept the goat and so on, so you will attend the enlightenment. And some people they accept that if you jump on the threshold or the three spot the arrow, you can attain the tarpa or the nirvana or the liberation, the spiritual liberation. You can attain spiritual liberation through this way if you hardships practice gem on the threshold or the if you sacrifice the animals. So they don't talking about how to endure with those delusions and the kalesha or the mental afflictions. So Buddha taught that in order to dispel the sufferings and in order to attain the nirvana or the spiritual liberations, and Buddha taught that there is the ignorance which produces the karma or the actions, and then from that karma and how the suffering comes. So however, Geshe-la told that there is the antidote of root ignorance. From this way, we have to apply the antidote of the ignorance in order to attain the liberations or the tarpa or the nirvana.
If
the happiness depends on somebody who reliance upon the Ishvara, then those people have more happiness and then peace. So in this world, there are different persons and the living beings. Someone who has more happiness than someone who relying upon the Ishvara one god. What we call in Tibetan, we call the Ongchu. So and then if that's that's like that. Then we have to concern about in the other way the about the karma, or if the killings and the stealings and so on. There's no needs to those law of the karma. So, however, it's very important to understand about those different types of the philosophy or the spiritual ideology. If you understand those different types of the philosophy and the spiritual ideology, then you can compare those from the teachings and then advice of the Shakyamuni Buddhas. Therefore, however you know this more the knowledge, then it can grow or stand the faith to the Shakyamuni Buddha, what he taught, the excellent Dharma or the teachings. So these are the very brief and the short points about how to receive the happiness, how to attain the liberations. There are different philosophers, they have different methods. While in the ancient time of the Shakyamuni Buddha was alive, and then here in the different worlds, after the Shakyamuni Buddha, there are also the different philosophers or different believers. evil. So the Christianity, so in the spirituality of the Christianity, they are a little bit similar like Buddhism's regarding of the loving kindness, compassion, and so on. So when we analyze upon that, the loving kindness and compassion, then there are two types of loving kindness and compassion. What we call the authentic loving compassion, loving kindness and compassion, and the partial loving kindness and compassion. That means, in general, the loving kindness towards your friends, relatives who are close and dear to you, and in the other way, in the spiritual way, as according as the Buddhism, the loving kindness to all those sentient beings, no matter who is the strange persons or the enemy, and from that way, also when we're talking about our goal or the purpose of the liberation or the moksha, in this way, I don't understand very well about those the Christianity, but in the Buddhism way, we also, when we're talking about the loving kindness and compassion, and they're also the object of the loving kindness and compassion, and then the word expect of the loving kindness and compassion towards those sentient beings.
And that's what I'm saying. In the day, I say, Pedro, you don't talk just as you were, or didn't you? Anyone, Shonji, any, Tanda Jagalda. Doji dingon jo chode ra dela ini ko thompres girus girul ko thongo ya jise rogar san jagal terwa tudi regel be chawse de girul thome khida she ni reg ba de ini pi khizi ki chan yina ya daga se pi ne du sing ni ngon ja bo reg ta zo zo ya bang ya ra wo jinje ki chen no ja she jung de de ni ra she ta te zo da in girus gebu re su je wa she she in ta na lugi ni na she wo tin che res
so Buddha Shakyamuni was born in Bharat or India, regarding of the more than the 2,500 years ago or the past. He was born in the caste of the Kham of the race of the royal family. Because of that, there is a reason. At that ancient time, those who are the rich, who are the royal family, those have more opportunity to learn, to study. Therefore, Buddha Shakyamuni was born in India, and then his many activities in the near the Bodh Gaya. He born in the royal family in order to benefit all sentient beings, in order to study about the general knowledge and the Dharma general knowledge. Ronson.
So that the In searching the Saja Tunga, that's also in Bezon Tabwea to do Shagorva. So the teacher to teach called the Latin, that's it, servant of the Tayungora, team we are tiny to do San Diego, but that Pangwondable. In the Colonel Song to Son, Mongoko, Jebus, the Tanguya, or did it on Kuzu Pangwondable, or Tinema Yiji, Tinema Shung de Vires.
So if he goes through the history where the Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha lineage comes from, in the very old age or the very previous time, and in this world, there is one monarch, it's called in Tibetan Mangbu Kurbe Gepu, who is a king of those, the democratic king. That's a democratic king. And before that, how the world is, that the sentient beings, they have a natural, the body shines. They don't need the sun in order to go elsewhere. They have the natural body shine. And then also, and then they don't depend on the contaminated foods such we eat. These times they don't need the contaminated foods and drinks, and also they don't do the negative actions or the negative karma. That was a very wonderful the period in the, when the very previous time. So, however, at that time, one person licked the earth from his tank, and then he tests from the earth. It's a very tasty soil. So from that, after that, by their good marriage, the fields, the crops, the mass, the crops, they don't need a farm, but they're also the by the power of their marriage, they are the fields, they can collect the crops from that field. And at that time, the people slowly, they're decreasing their merits or the positive karma, slowly decreasing it or decline it. And then some people who are more greedy in order to eat, they bring those foods instead of the next day, next week, they bring earlier from the field. And from that, they argue each other, oh, you take more than me, and so on. They argue each other. So from that, in order to calm or pacify their argue, then they're concerned about that, oh, we need one royal king who is a very truthful person. And then they become a meeting, and then they appointed one a very truthful person as their royal king. In Tibetan, what we call the Mangpu Kurwe Gyalpo, or the first king of this universe.
Ini tada kutam ne ini dudu jaga kono yusu nangsing kita ribeni cokji ni bersih bersih. Tapi kanji kanda ni jauh lomba kono tu ke sirik jamu gaya ni bukari ni tu ni guman yusu ngapa tu ini semua tu je je ini tu ke sijin tu kanga tu zoba sebres.
Yes. So, however, the Shakyamuni Buddha was born in India. His royal king called Subodha, his father, and he was born in the royal family. And up to he was 25 years old or the age, he learned about those general knowledge, the 18 types of the general knowledge, and he qualified upon those knowledge. Yes.
So 29,
not 25, sorry. Up to 29, yeah. He learned about the general knowledge in his royal palace.
After
that, he escaped, and he left his royal palace, and he went to the one place called the Chaitanamda, where the stupa was there, and he cut off his hair. And at that time, in the jungle, he relied upon those non-Buddhist philosophers or non-Buddhist practitioners in he received the knowledge from them, and then he learned upon those philosophy and so on. So that those are the limits of learning or the knowledge, and from that limits, and then he want to search the more knowledge about how to dispel the sufferings, how to attain the nirvana or the liberations, how to attain the enlightenment. And in order to attain his the great enlightenment, when he was in India near the Bodh Gaya or the Bodh Gaya, and then he practiced the ascetic practice about the 6 years. He practiced very hard, and from this he gained his wonderful knowledge. And when he was 35 years old, he became the fully enlightened being. Shakyamuni became a very fully enlightened being. He attained the enlightenment, and in Varanasi, the place called the Sarnath, he has given the first sermon or the wheel of Dharma to those five first disciples.
So
that was the first teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha in this life of, or that we accept the Shakyamuni Buddhas and teachings about the Buddha Shakyamunis, the first Four Noble Truths teachings, where he taught in the Sarnath. That's the first teaching of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And then there are what we call the Vaibhashika or the Chedapa, Chedamawa, and then Dodeva, the philosophical or the spiritual, the philosophical, the South Tantrika. So they accept and follow the four noble truths. In the four noble truths, there also the 16th aspect of those noble truths, and we analyze and more deeper. There are two types, which are the gross noble truths, and which are more subtle subject about the four noble truths. And after that, Shakyamuni Buddha has taught about the subject about the second wheel of Dharma, and then the third wheel of Dharma, as according as those disciples of the Chitta Matra, or the mind only school, or the Madhyamika, who follow and then just open the subject of the emptiness. So as regarding of as those disciples, the mental capacity or the propensity of the disciples, Shakyamuni Buddha has first taught the Four Noble Truths, and then second wheel of Dharma, and then the third wheel of Dharma. And in India also, they learn step after step. That's a really great the qualities of the characters of the Indian masters, and then the teachings of the authentic Indian teachings. And the great scholar Tsongkhapa also praised about those, how the process are very proper way, very right way. And in regarding of the Tibetan society, we call that, oh, we are the Tibetans. At the beginning, we might thought that, oh, we are the Mahayanist persons. So that's a little mistake. That should not be like that. We have to learn step after step, process after process. And Geshe-la also gives the example that when the people is very weak, he cannot eat very much, he cannot drink very much. As the medical doctor gives the way of how to feed the people, the way of how took the responsibility of the person or the people. First they took the little response, and then they become a middle capacity, and then after that they become an advanced person, then they can take a great responsibility. So we should not jump on the very high stage at the beginning. That's not right.
In simple method, didn't you have travel to Tanja? In the Niku that one here, but to get Gangalia and bigger Tadung de Vagina? In the 10 year of Tower, bigger, don't you do a thousand drugs? In the Tanda Wong Mama, the Mamma in Babati Institute, or did you make it from the Hizuman or your deed in Gawaio Maris? No, Sanjana.
So, however, there are different Buddhist schools or how to study about the Buddha Dharma and a subject regarding about the renunciations and bodhicitta. So Vaibhashika and the South Tantrika, they are not the Mahayanists, so they don't accept those the bodhicitta. And when we they accept the renunciations and the compassion and so on. But however, when we distinguish and then the differentiate between those the different types of the Buddhist school, then it really depends upon the side of the wisdom, and then the side of the emptiness and the philosophy. So, however, we can distinguish those different philosophy through the view, through the point of view or the emptiness, how they established the emptiness. Therefore, in the Madhyamika, there are the first and second. The second called the one Madhyamika, what you call the Uma Tenkupa. That is the very top the Buddhist school from among those four types of Buddhist schools. However, we should not contradictory each other. That Geshe-la gives the example of that when we go upstairs with some steps, there are maybe three or four steps. We have to go on those steps to first step, second step, third step, and then the fourth step. Then we can attend where the stage is. Like that example. However, those are the different types of the Buddhist schools. So one needs another in order to support him.
Since the Tinim goes on the Kaji, Tidus on the Tuzu Yabos on the Dijakanga, the Ungumemba, the Antidek, Taban of the current top shooters on the any big showing of line, Tigwas on the other, but then in this that the John Jesse, Tijin Tigwas there, Tigwas from the Devon, the only ship, Tigwas from the Antima, somewhere is.
So, however, that very ancient time, those disciples who has a very great and very sharp mind, and they're very easy to develop their mind, and as according as the different sentient beings, different propensity, different interests, and Shakyamuni Buddha taught about the three types of the yana or the three types of the vehicles.
Any Gipper Chimbada, Divusanga, Nichi, or say that condition of my generation. Sanji Shio Kanji Suna Kanjeta, Demashi Ming Madar Mother, Kanji Demashi Gun Shia Shadjis, Kanji Panga Cheva Shigarwa, Panga Cheva Shio, the Tang Panga Jaganga, the Gunda, but Gunda Devon Dugrova, Langsa the Golon Sudorwa, said the Longa Kanisha and the Kanji Dinjina Mandi with your mothers.
So, there are the Buddha Dharma about the Four Noble Truths, and as according as the Mahayana teachings, there are two types of Mahayana teachings: the causal vehicles or the Gyuparudhichimpa, and then the Jebu Sangha Tekpa, and then also the what we call the resurgent vehicle or the Vajrayana. In the Mahayana teaching, there are two types of Mahayana teachings. However, these teachings were related connection with the teachings of his the Four Noble Truths. We go to the Four Noble Truths. In the Four Noble Truths, there are two sects of Four Noble Truths. One sect, what we call the origins, and then its effects, how recycled in this samsara, and then other called what we call the nirvana or the cessations, and then part of their cessations. In that teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni, however, he advised us what are those abandonments, what are those we have to cultivate, and then we have to adore. So, however, even the Shakyamuni Buddha taught about the Mahayana teachings, it's very related with the Four Noble Truths. So, Gishila said that after that, if you have some questions and doubts, he enjoyed to reply you.
Geshe-la, there might be a lot of students who have not had a lot of teachings in the past, and perhaps could you please recommend to us how we create the cause to continue to hear excellent teachings? We, in our society, maybe we ask and maybe we demand, or maybe we call somebody or write somebody and ask, will you please give a teaching? But how do we create the cause for excellent teachings now and in our future?
It is that Chug Tango Mazan to Tizuora, Dakanje, Chuse, and it's a Shimal Shahinza, and said the Shahin Shimbo Majibian, Kashina, or Tango Gozi at Tinzoris. Riva, Tizuka, Jizaka, and said they're looking at Junulu, Kali, and Kazi Javna Majavna, and you put so the Shia didn't give a Kayamarva. Said the church, you imagine, you know, what you pay in Bunshan, she do the energy can care, maybe they can move some tongue or what. So that neither what you thought about someone than any sandal shabbatum, which is in it, Yashima shabbatum machine, and Tinishing in some of the Tambu and Juliad of those jewelers.
So regarding of those, the Dharma, about the those. How it comes from at the beginning, how the Dharma comes at the beginning. So in this life, somebody who comes the new place where the Dharma teachings are, where the temple or monastery are. So the teacher must guide them and then give the presentation of the teachings that, oh, you should not be too much attachment in this life. You should not greedy only in this life. Because of that, whatever we accumulated or earned in this life, we don't know when the death comes. What happened after the death? After death, we cannot carry. We have to let anything what we have earned in this life. So in this way, then the question comes, what can benefit after the next rebirth? After death, what can benefit after death? Then it comes that after death, the positive karma, the good actions, they can benefit for the next good rebirth. So, however, the master guide, the happiness, and then the purpose and goal of next rebirth is better than this rebirth, this life. And from this way, the master. Once you abandon and give up your mental attitude or your mental power becomes more powerful, that you don't have such a strong attachment in this life, then you have the desire for the next good rebirth. After that, when you searching about the next good rebirth, then Master lead you about the permanent happiness or the Nirvana, ultimate happiness. And then what are the course to attain the ultimate happiness? Then the subject about the Tibetan we call the Nyejung, or in English what we call the renunciations. That subject comes after that topic.
So when
we are thinking and then practicing about the how to abandon the attachment, and then how we should be concerned about it not means that you have to give up all your materialism, all your thinking, property, give up those and give to the other person. Not like that, as we in this life. But when we're changing the mental the situation process, then even you have a lot of things and so on, there's no need to so strong attachment to those objects or materialisms. So in the other way, sometimes he lost the profit and gain in this life, then do not very sad and feel unhappy when you lost those things. So however, Geshe-la advised us the very skillful method to progress our Dharma practice, not like temporary renunciations. The temporary renunciations, just when we have arise a little temporary renunciations, we may thought that, oh, I will give up all the things, relatives, friends, the positions, and so on. Not like that. So, however, be skillful method to progress our Dharma practice. And then the other question.
Geshe-la, I heard you say that the Four Noble Truths can be explained in a gross way and in a subtle way. Can Geshe-la explain briefly about the subtle way of understanding the Four Noble Truths?
Geshe-la, you're more wrong. Then she told you that. Regarding of the gross and then subtle, the Four Noble Truths, it's it differentiates from the point of view of the emptiness, the philosopher like Madhyamika, when they establish, and then depends upon how they establish about the emptiness or the shunyata, so it comes more subtle. And then regarding of this topic about what are those the subtle or four noble truths, we will come later, and also the when those philosophers established and proof on the different type of the gross and the subtle selflessness, and then establish the more subtle selfness or the point of emptiness view. From these angles or the way, the four noble truths becomes more subtle and more deeper. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shala, thank you first for coming to teach us. Hi. So in the mind training, Atisha gives instruction to change our attitudes, but to remain as we are. My attitudes typically prohibit change. So how can we work with this?
How?
Atisha gives the instruction to change our attitudes, but to remain as we are. And my attitudes often prevent me from changing. So I'm wondering how we work with this.
I'm not sure right answer or not, right? Sometimes I don't. So regarding of the mind training, Gishila expressed that in the study of the mind trainings, the crucial point is about the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. So through the practice of the mind trainings, and then there also the process how to rapidly generate the bodhicitta, and then how the bodhicitta should be very strong. So these subjects we can bring the knowledge from the lojong or the field of the mind trainings. Anybody got any questions? Yeah. Yes, please.
This is on a simple level. When Buddha was enlightened, did he have the courage to teach, or did he just make that decision? I've heard he's had to be encouraged to teach
other people. And then Sanjay Dandadi San Yang Koran Chu Sunya Jura. Yang Shenda Guri, Yang Chi Koran Tu Nebu Tony Chu Sun, Yang Shenda Guini, the Chu Sun, what did you call
it? Did my Taver on the Ta Sanjay at the Sunday Ton Chu Sunya Tonda, Ravatis, in a Chu Chiwan Chin, Chu Judy Kanan Swata was Gore, the Sanjay, the Sambalas of any big casual letters of Guris.
Yes. So, Buddha Shakyamuni became an enlightened being. He practiced very hard to attend the full enlightenment, complete enlightenment. Because of that, he wanted to benefit those sentient beings, when he attained the enlightenment, he don't just preach the enlightenment. The Brahmin and Ishvara, they request to the Shikyamuni Buddha to preach the Dharma. Because of that, that is the quality of the teachings, someone who requires, supplicate to teach the Dharma. Therefore, however, the Buddha Shakyamuni knows that their needs are qualities of the teachings. So Brahmin and Ishvara, they request and supplicate to teach the Dharma. And then after that, Buddha Shakyamuni taught the first teachings to those disciples.
Gyeva yamai me vayam
A few announcements to be made, please. Marianne made an announcement to me earlier today about there's a relic tour traveling through Southern California that's going to be in Roland Heights, Hacienda Heights. It's in Santa Ana now. La Habra Heights, relics.com. Another really important announcement to make. His Holiness has agreed to come to Long Beach to give us teachings next year. The date is May 1st for Thupten Darkye Ling's benefit to provide a venue for His Holiness to bestow upon us the moment, the Amitaka initiation. So it will be a day of an initiation teaching prior to the initiation and then initiation in the afternoon. We will be coordinating a group of volunteers that can help with planning for that event, and Annie Tenzin Kacho has graciously accepted to help a lot. And Yen, our board member, Annie Tenzin Kacho really was coordinator and main lead person for His Holiness's last event, and is very well experienced at His Holiness's visits for six times or so. Yen, our board member here, is going to be our board member who is the volunteer coordinator, and so far we have pull together an archive committee group that's to work with archiving material. We have a technology volunteer base to improve the technology at Thupten Darkye Ling, and she's been coordinating other volunteers for the aspects of Thupten Darkye Ling's center operations and needs, as well as beginning to accumulate those who wish to participate in His Holiness's teachings here in Long Beach in May 1st of next year. So be aware of who Yen is, and please contact her if you're interested. Is there any other announcements? Annie Tenzin?
I would just, His Holiness is going to be giving the Kala Chakra initiation in Washington, D.C. next July. He's going to be teaching for 10 or 11 days. What we're looking at is the possibility, there's been a suggestion by T, who's also here, that we could reserve a whole block of rooms from the universities nearby as a nonprofit. And the rooms, I think, are going to run about $35 or $45 a night. So what we need to do is to see if anyone is interested in that rather than staying in hotels. May I see a show of hands? Okay. Okay. It's room service, breakfast in bed. It'll probably be pretty dorm-like, I imagine. Yeah, school. Yeah. But you know, at that amount, we're looking at a couple different schools to be close to the venue. So maybe, Ian, you could find a volunteer coordinator to handle that. Thank you.
Also, I've been reminded to remind everybody about Wednesday night's prayers for the quick return of Geshe Gelson and who's returned, and Lhati Rinpoche, who's waiting for his return, and that'll be the praises of 21 Tars this Wednesday, and then the following Wednesdays will be Sog offerings. Anybody else have an announcement they'd like me to make? Okay. Have a nice afternoon and good lunch. Good day.